Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We'll play some audio for you coming up in a second from the Tampa game. Talking about Jalen Hurts. Real fast here, because many people have asked me this, if we did any more investigations on the booger that was on the back of the bathroom door.
Who's my man? Me!
Everybody's accusing the camera. But it has been, it's still an unsolved mystery as to who did it. Believe it or not, multiple people have reached out and said that they can do DNA testing on it because they work in the scientific field.
Uh-oh.
But they need to do DNA testing on all of us to match it up, which I don't know if we're all...
No, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm out. Need to be swabbing the inside of my cheek.
I'm out, man.
But, I mean, we could do interrogations.
So nobody still admitted to it, huh?
Yeah, see, and did they know about it on the midday show?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they would have brought it up, honestly.
So, and here's the other reason why. I was almost waiting to see if someone took it off the door because they were worried about.
Oh, God, it's still there?
Oh, it's still there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I posted a picture yesterday of the dried booger that someone, and I don't believe it's a flick. I think someone actually put it there. I don't think this was just
innocent thing. Power. If it was just a flick, it probably falls off by now.
Maybe.
Or is intent.
A lot of people blaming Jonesy as well. That's the other prime suspect. Wechter has been considered a person of interest.
Yeah, he texted me, though, and it seemed pretty convincing that it was not Wechter.
And a lot of people are accusing you, but I can say this, that Jack never uses that bathroom.
Yes.
Because it's the far bathroom.
Although I might start because the lock is broken in the first one.
That's why I started using that last one, because I couldn't deal with the lock.
It seems like you're in there often.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. So I would challenge anybody, take my DNA and test it.
All right, I'll be in there with a finger in a second.
And I would say that to you. I'm confident that is not my boogie, and I would take DNA testing to prove it, as long as everybody else would.
I think there's a second flinger.
I think it's the camera.
Well, the deductive reasoning. I actually think it could be Richie.
It could be Richie. Okay. All right, we'll have to follow up on that, Ike. We'll check it out.
You guys, yeah, let me know how that goes.
We'll let you know how it goes, yes.
brought it to Rod. He seemed very interested.
Yeah, in yeah. And Keffer, I don't think, uses that bathroom. Otherwise, I'd say for sure it's him. But anyway. Mm-mm. All right, so do you know who this is, Jack?
It's like one of those NFL films things.
But it's an assistant coach of the Buccaneers?
Yes, assistant coach of the Bucs, yes.
All right, so this is, they're mic'd up for the game, and so after the game, they post some of the audio. Here's how it sounded.
Hurts under pressure. He's got to be sacked for the second time today.
To be honest with you, it's been a mismatch so far.
This guy can't read. Hey, Mike, keep moving around. He can't read now. He's going to give us a couple.
There you go. He's going to give us a couple. Just move around.
That ain't the part that hit me. He said he can't read. I mean, he can't read defenses. That's what he's saying. He's saying this guy can't read defenses. He's going to throw us a couple of them.
Move around. Keep confusing them.
Yeah.
All right, so my question is this. Is it acceptable after his second full year his second full season as an NFL quarterback in the playoffs, is it acceptable that that's where he is right now as a quarterback?
Is it acceptable? I don't know. I don't know if I would say it's acceptable. Is it understandable? To a degree, yes, because I don't think he's completely confused with what he sees out there. At least I don't think he is. But again, this is something. See, this is a coach saying, we've watched enough film. We understand when he is confused with where he should go with the football. And he either holds it and he's waiting for somebody to get open to make a play, or he just takes off. And that's what that coach is saying. Move around, confuse him a little bit pre-snap. He can't read the defense. He'll take off and he'll throw you one. He'll throw you one. And we know at times he's done it, especially when the team gets behind because he feels pressed to have to make something happen.
Right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's acceptable. No, I wouldn't say it's acceptable, but understandable, yeah, to a certain degree. I'm not saying he should have the same level of understanding defenses as a 5-year, 10-year pro quarterback would have. But I will say there are young quarterbacks that come in. See, for everyone that likes to use youth as an excuse, there are young quarterbacks that come in that play from the pocket, that have to understand and dissect more diverse defenses, complex defenses, blitzes, all those things. And their offensive coordinators aren't changing the offense to a run-based offense. Like, that's what they're doing with young guys.
For a reason.
Yes. Pat Mahomes in his first year playing threw 50 friggin' touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right? So don't tell me because you're young, it's
right.
Yeah, it's not uncommon that a young player struggles early. But what we're saying is the great ones, the elite ones, you see it. You the franchise guys, you see it earlier, and it doesn't take as long. It just doesn't. So, you know, that's a coach saying right now he doesn't understand defenses completely.
Right.
You know, he doesn't, and that's, you know, these microphones catch a lot of stuff. Coaches get in the heat of the moment, they're talking. So, believe me, I've heard this and much worse. But you hear that about your quarterback, man, that's a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee you, the Eagles see this clip out there. They don't want that. But they also know that it's true.
Right. they're not saying this is a bunch of bullshit.
No, they understand.
But,
I mean,
part of the natural development.
May not have said it as bluntly honest as that, but that's just another way of saying he struggles reading defenses.
Right, and part of the natural development of Hurts is that next year at this time, he should be better at understanding these defenses. But what you just said was the really good ones, they don't need the third season before they're, you know, able to do better at that.
I agree. I mean,
Mahomes, remember he said after the Super Bowl he just started learning how to read defenses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did say that. Well, it also helps when
Travis
Kelce.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill and Andy Reid. Yeah. And
that's a lot of open throws.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, like, the quarterback, the wide receiver conversation and his wide receivers, I mean, that matters. It certainly doesn't help
him
be a better passer.
For sure. But even with those other younger guys, you saw some sort of elite skill set, whether it's their arm or it's their legs. Lamar is more of his legs. When you look at the other young quarterbacks that had early success, it's more of their arm. It just is. It's more of their arm. But if you take guys like a Wentz, you take guys like even Lamar, right? Lamar won the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did those guys continue to develop as
went the other way
as passers?
No.
Not as athletes that can make plays off schedule. Did they continue to develop as passers, as throwers of the football, reading defenses, going through your progressions, being accurate with your throws? Because they've relied so much on athleticism their entire lives. Wentz could get away with that at North Dakota State. Can't get your athleticism isn't supreme at this level. You got NFL arm talent, but now you got to put it together with the understanding of where the ball is supposed to go and putting it there. That's what Pat Mahomes got better at. That's what Deshaun Watson got better at. That's what, you know, some of these other Justin Herbert, who you're seeing in his second year. You know, my guy at Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, I think there are still times when he has too much confidence in his arm. No, that's why he throws as many interceptions as he does.
He's trying to fit it into the
tight
windows.
Yeah, he feels like he can get the ball anywhere.
Yeah.
Like he feels the play is never dead. You know, so, and he has – supreme receiver, yeah. so he wants to trust him. But when you watch those guys play, you see that elite talent jump off the screen at you. You just do. And you see it early. The ones that you're slowly developing, you're saying, let's give it a little more time.
Mm.
You're really just saying, let's see how much he can develop.
Yeah.
Which is why Dallas, quite frankly, was hesitant to pay Dak. That's why they were. Because they knew he really was limited in certain areas. So you either got to build the talent up around him and hope that it's good enough. But that's why they didn't jump and pay him immediately.
Yep, and it has been good enough. I mean,
they were right, basically, to have those concerns.
Listen, a big reason why they lost that game on Sunday was Dak Prescott didn't. I mean, that's a quarterback
game.
He
didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's a quarterback game.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo was the 49ers quarterback. He tried to give the game up.
Yes.
Dak didn't take it, man.
No.
He didn't. All right, let's go to the phones. Al in North Carolina. What's up, Al? How are you?
Hey, John. How are you? Right.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Big Al?
My condolences.
Oh, thank you, Al. Thank you, brother. Yep.
Yeah, I too have been through that, and just to say there is no pain that you will feel in your life like that pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that being
Amen
said,
to that.
We'll move on. Okay, Jalen Hurts, John?
Yeah.
You know, I've been saying this the whole season. I've been saying this, that this ain't the guy. Now, here's a couple of things. Like you said, a few things that I was going to say earlier with the Russell Wilson rant. But you know what else Russell Wilson would do? Russell Wilson will bring players here. Nobody's knocking on your door to play with Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Allen Robinsons or the Christian Kirks and them type of lower-end number one receivers. You get Russell Wilson, you get the big dogs. You can get the big dogs to come here and play. You're not getting a Davante Adams and some of these other elite receivers here to play with Jalen Hurts because guess what? In free agency, they get other offers with better quarterbacks. And most receivers get incentives. They want the ball. They want to be seen. Keep it up, Jack. They want to. They were, I don't think I ate
that. Hell.
But we heard the birds out there.
I was wondering what the hell was going on.
Hold on, like, Jack. Were there natural birds first?
Yes.
Yeah. We heard them in the background.
Hey, look. I'm in North Carolina. I can't help it. Yeah, there is one. I'll be there. Okay. Well, anyway, get out here. That's fine. But yeah, but you're not getting the elite receivers. I'm sorry, with Jalen Hurts because they get other offers and they have these incentives. To get more money.
Yep.
And more money leads to quarterbacks throwing receivers ball.
Yep.
And if you don't see the guy wide open or can't get him the ball in a timely manner or, you know, amount of times or whatever their incentives is, they're not going to want to come here because they're not going to make the money.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. I mean, you can try and give them as much money as you want. You can get some of these lower end receivers. Like
right.
I said.
The guys you got to overpay.
And you'll pay more than the other teams will, yeah.
Yes, but you get Russell Wilson, and you have people that want to come play with Russell Wilson. That's the big difference that Russell Wilson makes. And like you said, he sees everything. There's nothing he can't see. Did you not see what he's done to us in the playoffs, unfortunately, a couple of times? And other people, too. He makes plays, too.
Yeah.
On top of that. So, yeah. But, I mean, that's of course, it's a hard sell, but the draft picks won't matter because you're going to have to go to free agency to get some receivers. Anyway.
If Jalen Hurts is the quarterback next season, and I expect him to be, I think the Eagles are making a big mistake, they still should go out and they should pursue and be aggressive to try to get a veteran receiver, the best one you can. Because whether Jalen Hurts is the quarterback or you have another veteran quarterback, you need that guy, or you're better with that guy. There's no move that you can make other than changing the quarterback that can affect the offense more than getting a veteran receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I still hope that they do that. Man, the Eagles were just very vanilla. And, like, a lot of times you get a read on what Howie's talking about, and I get it. These GMs lie all the time, and it's their job to lie and everything else. But the sense that I got was this is going to be a building year in 2022. In part, I believe, because they're either unsure about the quarterback or they know he's probably not the guy.
Well, let me ask you this. What are we looking at from a – how much cap space will we have available to us? Elliot, we can get Elliot to tell us.
I think it's around 30.
I know they just rolled over $16 million. I think they had 22, and I think the Carson contract comes off the book.
Oh,
it does.
Yeah, that definitely comes
right.
off the
book. It seems like they have a lot of cap space heading into the offseason.
Yeah.
It seems that way, but we never have any idea. And the cap's made up. I mean, seriously, the Rams have been adding guys for years. Like the cap is missed.
Yeah, why am I worried about salary cap space?
If there's one thing our general manager can do is stay under the cap.
Yeah. Right. So Field Yates had said that that the Eagles saved $16 million to add to the $14 they already had. So that gives them $30 million, and there's a potential of $30 million more to be freed up.
Ooh, so almost $60 million?
So Brandon Brooks would be one of those considerations. I would be shocked if he comes back at this point.
Save money, yeah. I mean, he hadn't even played in 3 years.
And, you know, and like, by the way, all they do is restructure these contracts anyway. I mean, we see guys get their contracts restructured every year.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where would you add pieces to? Because you're going to need money to add pieces. And then
wide receiver and
you always have to, you always have to – take the quarterback position into consideration. So if you're believing in Jalen Hurts, then you're going to need to leave space to re-sign Jalen Hurts.
In the future, yeah.
Yeah, and in the near future. I mean, next year is his third year.
Yeah, I don't know if they're worried about all that right now.
It might not be, but that's what you have to do when you're deciding how much money you're going to spend and where you're going to spend it at.
Are they drafted a corner with one of their first picks, or are they like, because I mean, if you're gonna draft a corner in the first round and he's gonna start, okay. Otherwise, you need to find a. They don't have another. Like, if Steven Nelson leaves, who's your starting corner if you don't draft somebody? You don't
I don't know. I mean, listen, they got three first round picks. They got plenty of holes they need to fill. I don't know what they're gonna do. You want them to go get a quarterback?
Yeah.
So I mean, they wouldn't be spending a first round pick on a corner then.
No, not with Russell Wilson.
Right.
They would,
So. I mean, they have plenty of holes to fill. I'm just saying, as they're setting their offseason plans up, are they using that money on younger guys that they're trying to re-sign? Or are they saving? Because the Eagles always have a plan. Either they're saving the cap space because they want to absorb a big contract, whether it's through a trade, or they plan on giving a wide receiver $60 million, named Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Like, and then you go do other things. When you got all that salary cap space, they are planning to do something with that salary cap space. What's the point of having it?
Not for a rainy day.
Yeah.
And that's just it's not like the old days where they used to constantly have cap space and roll it over.
Well, and now I'm thinking, who else would even be worthy of an extension? I mean, they took care of everybody right now. Right? They got Maddox, they got Goddard, they got Malata, they got Josh Sweat.
Nobody.
Nobody else you would be giving an extension to.
No.
When they took care of TJ, that was a 1 year deal.
Kelsey's going to cost money.
Kelsey's going to cost money to
bring him back. So that's 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Probably something like that.
Bring him back.
Quez is their wide receiver number two, so maybe, you know, look for an extension.
Yeah, he would believe me. No, he's not. He's not getting another deal, believe me. No. No. No.
Yeah, we're not worried about that.
Yeah. Right. Those dudes are on rookie deals. I mean, guys that would be eligible.
To your point, I don't think there's anybody that they'd be looking at.
No, I don't think so either.
No, unless somebody.
Because they're not going to pay Miles.
No.
I think he's the only one.
And there's nobody else really that you would even expect to emerge that would be a candidate next year during the season that you would lock up.
Well, Miles would be the only one.
Miles would be the only guy, really.
One, yeah. Well, unless Hurts plays so well that we're like after the third year. They're going to go in and just lock him
up. The enforcer also will be entering his – is this his third year or his fourth year, the enforcer?
It'll be his fourth year.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want Ortega Whiteside to walk. You might want to consider that.
How much does an enforcer cost, man?
In the NHL, about $500,000. I don't know what it costs in the NFL. So it's our first Cowboy fan. Angry Al tried to call in yesterday. We ran out of time, but we haven't spoken to a Cowboy fan. It's already Thursday, Ikey.
Yeah, well, no surprise. They did lose Sunday in Cowboy fashion.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Very Cowboys-ish.
Yeah, that wasn't going to be just a regular type of loss where the clock runs out.
You can't just lose a game. No, you got to use it
in some type of controversy there.
Dramatic fashion. And then the referees get pelted on the way out.
Water bottles,
Dak Prescott endorses it.
Yeah.
And then Stephen A. and Michael Irvin on TV laughing about it.
Oh, yeah. Michael Irvin laughed about it?
No, he was not. He was not laughing. He was very upset for the people. They've just been clowned on all the national shows this week, though.
Yeah, the Cowboys fans got clowned on from the game.
I mean, that's what we do.
What are you crying for? The team wasn't any good.
Let me tell you something. The next time you see an Eagle fan crying at a game, my ass is out of that stadium the minute I know the game's over. I'm not going to be sitting there watching it crying. I am out and I'm pissed.
They literally thought this could be the year.
It wasn't like you guys in 2002, 2003.
Who asked you to bring that up?
Well, it's just like I'm just looking for similar scenarios. And like, I understand crying then.
Jack, I was on that subway.
Yeah, you cried, right? Yeah. You were all tearing up?
No, I was pissed. There was no tears. I was pissed. And I was out of that stadium fast. Rondé had that ball. I was out. Let's go to the phones with Lamont. Lamont, the Cowboy fan. Lamont, what do you? Why do we care what you say about Hurts, Lamont?
Hey, listen, John, I had to call John because you was hitting it on the nail earlier.
Oh, thank you.
When you start talking about my Cowboys, it's a problem. hey, let me say something. John, yeah. Ike.
What's up, now?
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Ike, it was bad, Ike. It was very bad this weekend.
No, I saw it,
man. I was sick for like 4 days, Ike. I'm just coming out the hole today. Hey, Ike, listen. Yes. Hey, Ike, let me tell you something, Ike. You know Howie Roseman going to go pull a gun because he needs the linebacker core. The quarterback is going to be all right, but he needs the linebacker core now.
There's no way Howie Roseman has linebacker core at the top of his to-do list this offseason.
He's going to use them picks. He's going to use them picks.
On who?
On the linebacker.
Nah.
Bull.
Nah.
All three picks that just get linebacker, linebacker, linebacker.
Well, listen. No, here's his.
Hey, listen, I know go ahead. One guy, Brandon Graham, he's hurt. He said it this morning.
He's defensive end.
He only got one more year on his contract.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's defensive end. And that we wouldn't be surprised at all. They're going to take a defensive end with one of those picks.
Yes. If anything, that's what they're going to do. Yes. Take a D lineman.
And Ike, can we get Donovan back on the air on your show?
Yeah.
I want to ask him. What was Al Jalen thinking about 5 and 10 yard dink? He can't even throw over 10 yards, man.
I will say this. You look at the passing chart that they'll come out with at the end.
Yeah, I saw Brian Westbrook had put it out there.
Everything is 10 yards or below or behind the line of scrimmage.
Everything.
That's where most of his
the only intermediate throws that he's successful are to the right side, not even the middle of the field, the right side.
Yep.
Everything else, like he was 1 for 9 from left side of the field over 20 yards, I believe.
Not good.
Yeah, and if defenses know that, then they're going to play him like that, right?
Yeah.
Man, see, it really worries me. It really worries me that Tampa did that and did it so easily to where teams are going to look at it during the offseason when they're planning for the upcoming season and say, oh, yeah, like we're not worried about this offense right here. 215-592-9494.
Well, and then when you don't use the whole field.
Yep.
So, I mean, you basically make it easier for the defense to defend you.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. What do you got, Jack? Something good today?
I think it's relatable.
Okay.
Never know what that means, right?
Never know what it means.
Yeah, I think it's relatable to people.
All right.
It's usually good. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right. That in the envelope at 5:30. We'll tell you what we're doing with that. That's coming up in just a little bit. Marks and Reese text line, your phone calls, all of that big 5 o'clock hour, Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you will win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. The bonus code to use, Marks200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM Play that you can use at any MGM resort nationwide. You can turn your loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.